guys on the beach who hate everything? Is this some sort of hip music that I don't understand?
My name is Meat Wad, and you're listening to me doing Scorpions. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. I can't wait for the nights with you. I'd imagine the things we do. Oh, that's how that song goes.
Yeah, it's fucking Rancid. You know, Rancid fucking broke up like 2 days ago. They are done.
Oh, goddamn. Now I can finally go fuck myself.
So, all you motherfuckers out there driving your BMWs with your mohawks, start crying. This goes out to fucking Michael Danger. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Yes, a fucking Slayer on chaos959.com. Stay tuned for about 25 minutes. You got Kidney Stone Cowboy coming up with his crazy antics. So stay tuned for that shit. And I'll see you guys downtown. And this is actually some Shotgun Messiah. Chaos959.com. There's some Shotgun Messiah, I believe they're from L.A. Or, I don't know, they might be dead. But, you're listening to Kill Talk Kill Show on chaos959.com. This is Dot God speaking. And we're going to move on to some fucking Ramones.
Radioactive blood.
Spider-Man. Yeah. That's a good cartoon. Anyways, we'll wreck her on with some choking victim with suicide. Chaos959.com.
Time to scrap. You are switching over to Radio Rascuacho Chaos 95.9.
Y'all don't care what city y'all represent. All y'all MCs, get your penny pads together. Madison Zone, RKS. Y'all don't care what
That's
city
right.
y'all represent. All y'all MCs, get your penny pads together. Madison Zone, RKS. Check one. This how we gonna hit y'all with this brick. Come on. Check two. Yo, I'm presenting y'all skills 101. Something like this. Yo, it's pre-written in text. How's the RKS daily delivering? Antidotes to choke a milkman into submission. When I spit thoughts, adrenaline tenant. Mark the minutes it takes for me to tear apart cynic body parts with it. The art critic, thought wizard, a linguistic form been born. Don Juan of the living form, physical born with Mike Wong. Mutual with pad and pen, mastering the art of shattering the rapper's abdomen and mass. They don't pronounce me, y'all. Explain the theory. Think clearly, it becomes apparent how to stay fear me. I make weary rappers till they leave the stage dreary. From city to city, yearly I'm becoming dizzy. Travel the globe, 360 mode like Ricardo. Telling me yada, yada still sound like a lot of nada. Got a degree in cypher monopoly. I could be the definition of skills and glossary. On point like archery bows, possibly chose. Most prolific writer of prose, sight and behold. I ain't arrogant, arrogant cats play what they are still. I am in a ball with a squad. After like the 20th ball, claim as the closest thing to God since. Crump painted a picture with deadly bullet scars. I be pulling cards, not scratch that. Pulling bras off vaginal scars, stealing styles from Jake and all. Tell your A and R. Save the big wars, you were rewarded. Last year, cause this year, you ain't getting. And applaud it. Watch me, place my intricate patterns together, then the game of Yahtzee, giving it 40 to go, record could not be, taken out of stop, be related to John Gotti, my mind probably holds the brain power in 9 lobbies, full of student bodies, with a 4 period old, sorry, I hold you below the quota, been through more pages than Motorola sober, let me get bent and it's over, soldier, taking applause, to the 40th ball, if Corey is all, his story is, self-explanatory, y'all ain't stepping in either norm, naked I be spitting for, freestyle or written raw, original bitten scores and metaphors. On instrumental chords I claim my game upon your grave stone. Thanks to my name, respect due. You test who? Never the R to the F-U. I bless you, eternal card puller. Y'all full of more BS than dogs and sausages. I spit a verse to make you beat the fine with awesomeness. My Cajun flow, blazing foes. Amazing grace to those who oppose the pros. I'm in 10 steps ahead of that cat you thought was in first. Top left of the pad to bottom right, my pen works in worse condition than y'all. Record the sickest, blessed with the gift to spit. Instant. Gotta learn it.
He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight, bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang. I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
That was Sweet Baby. This is Radio Rascuacho and Chaos 95.9. This is Mano Negra.
To the floor, was so lazy. Time don't do it again. Now I'm stressed and strained with a hanger and pain in the subway train. Long gone the rendezvous. Time had a fool out of me. Oh baby, can't you see? So time to try to think. This girl who went for the out of time man. No more. I thought my watch to the floor was so lazy. Time don't do it again. Now I'm stressed and strained with a hungry pain in a subway train. Long gone the rendezvous. Time had a fool out of me. Oh baby, can't you see? So turn the tragedy. Think it's 9 o'clock, says Dan. This girl would wait for the out of time man.
Nine top past two.
Long gone the rendezvous.
Nine top past three.
Time had a fool out of me.
Nine top past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
So time to charge a day.
Nine top past two.
Long gone the rendezvous.
Nine top past three.
Time had a fool out of me.
Nine top past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
No use in waiting no more.
Long gone the rendezvous.
Nine top past three.
Time had a fool out of me.
Nine top past four.
Oh baby, can't you see?
I seen people falling to the ground, crawling around, some sprawled out, others called out, please to make us, help us, oh Jesus. Somebody call 911 with urgency. That's if you consider people's heads imploding in mid-sentence of emergency. 1 minute I'm casually conversing, the next I'm nursing some little youngster with a fucked up haircut. That lips the feeling of making to see tomorrow's night football, Cleveland versus the Rams. That bitch mother cursed the little fellow abruptly. But before he went side into the lambs, he gargled out something and pulled me a little close with a little clammy little hands. He said, take this, and destroy it as soon as possible. Don't let them do you like they did me. I'm thinking to myself, I look back to the little lifeless cadaver, I'm rather blessed. I'll make this my new mission in life, that the powers to be will find it very difficult to get me. I got up, shot past the concierge's desk. Two elderly ladies hurling, I guess, and bolted at the gruesome display of gushing gore. I thought of them as the Pleasant Valley Bingo champs. Just look at the dynamic duo now. Whoever orchestrated this montage, despicable destruction is so very cruel.
All I know is all of them were Halloween. The god of Halloween is on a quest to resurrect the resting dead. And from the floor rose many corpses with a warp spell of hell. I heard a fortune teller tell a tale of how her spell was stale. Now the robots pay the price. She snapped her fingers, laughed, then vanished from my sight. Just then a flame took flight, spinning fire on the innocent, burning throughout the night. Admiring this incident, I fell in it, despite the fact I know it's wrong or right. Perhaps the coming of a demon seems intriguing, leaving me wondering what really lies under me.
It was approximately 11:35 p.m. when I arrived at the location previously believed to be my small little hovel, burnt down to the rubble. News cameras interviewed some channels, anchor person rebutted. Witnesses describing what they saw. With all that was going on, I forgot to tip the taxi driver. Probably thought I was an asshole. Then again, who cares? I got out of the cab, walked towards the yellow tape that spawned across my lawn. Mouth the gate. I figured I'd win an Academy Award with all this acting and all, thinking it took the bait. That plastic surgeon did a hell of a good job on my new face. That was enough time from this morning to this evening to put everything in place, including the gasoline and the cigarette butts. Not to mention my little buddy with the fucked up haircut that didn't make it to see the Rams get the ass kicked.
All I know is what is laid up comfortably in front of me, a bundle of pure misery, accompanied by fear. But all this devilish fears, defenseless humans end up with their frail bodies punctured, struck with a spear. Quickly, they pass away, mass murdering mortals, holding strictly sharp daggers in hands, severing ears. Throw in a pile of intestines and bodily organs, ensuring that the remaining life forms won't hear. The weeping and wailing souls being tortured in the midst of this crooked society, controlled destruction by destruction, cold-blooded wicked blood, gonna kick out a physical torment with no respect for life. Think of it new ways to produce death and marvel that mishaps to the ongoing rampage won't stop till there's nothing left. Who said that the brave cannot be saved? But as long as the Prince of Darkness is free, we are all liable to be enslaved.
Yeah. Radio Rascuacho.
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York.
That was the Beastie Boys. Next, we have Bad Cop No Donut. And enjoy.
This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of August 18th, 2005. With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Residents of Compton, California, who were less than accepting of an apology offered by members of the LA County Sheriff's Department who fired more than 120 shots at an unarmed suspect in May, now have all the more reason to be skeptical of the sincerity of the officers. According to the LA Times, of the 13 officers that were disciplined in relation to the shooting, 11 have appealed their punishment. A lawyer representing some of the officers says that the appeals are a routine part of the disciplinary process. Of the 120 shots fired, 66 hit the SUV driven by the unarmed man, 11 hit patrol cars, 11 hit 5 area homes, and 1 hit a sheriff's deputy. Only 2 of the 120 rounds hit the person the deputies were shooting at. At least 6 police officers in Richmond, California were caught on surveillance videotape helping themselves to beverages at a local shopping mall cookie store in July. An Associated Press report says that the officers were searching for a gunman who had fired shots at a security guard during a robbery attempt when they helped themselves to the drinks. The theft was reported to the authorities by the management of the cookie store. The city of Eugene, Oregon, settled 2 lawsuits last Thursday with women who were sexually assaulted by police officers. According to an Associated Press report, the city paid $660,000 to a woman who was sexually assaulted by Roger McGanna. McGanna is currently serving a 92-year prison term for sexually abusing more than a dozen women on the job. The woman decided to sue the city after McGanna was found guilty of several charges involving her, including kidnapping, sodomy, sexual abuse, coercion, and official misconduct. She claimed that McGanna sexually assaulted her 16 times over a period of several years, and once placed his handgun next to her genitals and threatened to blow her insides out if she ever told anyone. A second woman received a $75,000 settlement after Officer Juan Lara tried to force her to perform oral sex on him when she invited him into her home to ask him to stop harassing her. 11 other women still have lawsuits pending against the city.
There was a possibility that the gun that was recovered, that was thrown by the suspect who had been apprehended, was apparently pointed in the direction of the suspect. So one could construe that the officer was asking, is this your weapon? It's the manner in which that may have been done that concerns us. The way I would perceive it, it took a great deal of courage for the officer to see something that he viewed as inappropriate behavior and immediately alerted his supervisor. That speaks volumes of what the officers on the street face and the difficult choices they have to make.
An Aurora, Colorado police officer has been placed on administrative leave after a fellow officer reported that he pointed a gun at a handcuffed suspect. The Denver Post reports that Officer Chris Stein apprehended the suspect, who he believed was one of a group of people who fled after an off-duty officer working security at a local restaurant called for help. Stein says he was just showing the suspect the gun so he could determine whether or not it belonged to him. Police are investigating a possible menacing charge against Officer Stein, but so far, no internal or criminal charges have been filed. A couple in Afton, Iowa, has accused the local police chief of killing their pet dog. A report in the Des Moines Register says that the couple had accused Chief John Coulter of abducting their dog and then shooting it on July 25th. The couple's lawyer sent a letter to Afton city officials alleging that Coulter drove the dog out of town after forcing it into his car and then killed it. The letter accused the chief of killing the dog in front of two teens on the orders of the town's mayor, Gary Clear. Coulter allegedly shot the animal in the chest instead of in the head, after which the dog jumped back into the chief's car and bled all over a seat. The lawyer says that the chief broke state law when he failed to turn the dog over to an animal shelter. The couple has plans to sue Coulter and are pushing town officials to fire him. A state law passed in Wisconsin in 1997 requires police departments in the states to collect and report information regarding high-speed pursuits to the Wisconsin State Patrol. The State Patrol is then required by the same law to report the assembled information to the state legislature every 2 years. A report this week in the Wisconsin State Journal says that of the 620 agencies required to file the reports, more than 60% failed to submit them in any given year. Also, the State Patrol has never compiled the required biennial report. A police officer in Randolph, Missouri has been charged with impersonating an officer in connection with an illegal traffic stop in another jurisdiction. The Associated Press reports that Officer John Giolis was charged with false impersonation after pulling over a motorist who he was involved in a road rage dispute with in Prairie Village, Kansas, in front of that town's chief of police. Giolis was about 20 miles outside of the community where he works when he made the stop. He was also convicted last year of unauthorized use of his siren and lights in the same town after his police vehicle was involved in a collision. Giolis was fined $90 in that incident.
Crawford is a rogue cop. He's unfit to serve as a police officer because he has a propensity for beating victims while they're in handcuffs.
She was beaten, tortured, her breast exposed to a dozen people by Officers Pat Crawford and Officer Kelly Givens.
By the end of that evening, both of my sons had been charged with multiple felonies, and my son Brian had been brutally beaten and assaulted by Officer Scott Crawford in front of over 20 eyewitnesses.
Our son was beaten, pepper sprayed, and tortured for no other reason than he was walking down the street, literally minding his own business.
He was pepper sprayed, punched, and assaulted on almost every contact he had with Officer Crawford. His major crime was being in a school yard playing basketball after hours.
The state police, the McHenry County Sheriff's Department, and everyone else has been concealing what's been going on in this case.
A 44-count complaint was filed on Monday, which alleges a pattern of abuse on the part of a police officer in Marengo, Illinois. WMAQ says that the complaint alleges that Officer Scott Crawford violated the civil rights of six young men. It also says that the city and its former police chief were negligent in their hiring and retaining of the officer. Lawyers are seeking $1.5 million for each victim. Crawford was terminated from his job as a police officer in Waukegan several years ago. In that case, the officer was videotaped punching a handcuffed man in the face several times. Indiana State Police are investigating possible misconduct by a group of West Lafayette police officers while they were on a bus trip to watch a baseball game in July. An Associated Press report says that an investigation was launched earlier this month after an anonymous email complaint. The names of the officers in question were not released, and the precise nature of the misconduct is not known, except that alcohol is believed to be involved. A woman in Southgate, Michigan, filed a lawsuit against the city last week, which accuses an officer responding to a call for help of assaulting her. The Southgate News-Herald says that the woman accuses Officer David Grondin of violating her civil rights when he and two other officers responded to a domestic abuse call last October. The lawsuit says that by the time the officers arrived, an argument the woman was having with her boyfriend had ended. Officer Grondin is accused of forcing his way into the woman's home, grabbing the woman by the neck, and kicking and beating her while using abusive and vulgar language. The woman is seeking $75,000 in damages. A patrol officer with the Michigan Department of Public Safety, who was accused of molesting two girls, killed himself at work last Friday. According to an Associated Press report, Officer Matthew Hallman was hours away from being placed on administrative leave over the accusations. Hallman had been accused by two girls of molesting them between May 2003 and October 2004. Hallman had been charged with four counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a person under the age of 13, third-degree criminal sexual conduct, and accosting children for immoral purposes. A police officer in Parma, Ohio, has been suspended over alleged cocaine use. WEWS reports that Officer James Chimura was suspended and an investigation launched as soon as the authorities were notified of the problem. Chimura may face job termination and criminal charges depending on the results of investigations and grand jury testimony. So far, there have been no internal or criminal charges against the officer. Two lawsuits were filed last Thursday against the Steubenville, Ohio Police Department and the city. WTOV reports that one of the lawsuits was filed by an overweight man who officers physically forced into the back of a squad car in September 2003. The man claims in the lawsuit that he was also beaten and pepper sprayed for no reason. The second lawsuit was filed by a person whose home was raided by police in December 2004 and searched for drugs. Police did not have a warrant for the search and did not charge anyone with a crime. During the search, police held automatic weapons in the face of a 5-year-old. In March, a U.S. Justice Department consent decree, which came into force in Steubenville in 1997, was lifted. A police officer in Lynn, Massachusetts, is currently standing trial for domestic assault and battery, making domestic threats, and witness intimidation. According to the Lynn Daily Item, Officer Ezekiel Ortiz is accused of assaulting his wife during a dispute on August 1st. He pleaded not guilty to the charge the next day. Ortiz was suspended without pay for 5 days after his arrest, and he has been on administrative duty ever since. His wife told an officer that responded to the dispute that her husband pushed her and called her names. This allegation was supported by the woman's call to 911 for help, but last Friday a judge ruled a recording of the call inadmissible as evidence. Ortiz's wife also told police that her husband threatened her if her actions led to him losing his job. She later went to a police station to get a restraining order against her husband, but decided against it once she was there. The trial continues. A sheriff's deputy in Jefferson County, New York, was indicted by a grand jury last Friday on charges of grand larceny and official misconduct. An Associated Press report says that Gregory Bush is accused of stealing $800 from a drug suspect in April. The theft occurred while Bush was on duty. Bush was released but ordered to surrender all his firearms to the sheriff's department. He was charged in 2004 with stealing $3,000 of drug squad money. Criminal charges were dropped when Bush repaid the money. A man who was a